Yeah. Are we all back inside? You guys ready to really get down and party? We were waiting for you. Now, are you really ready to party? Now, that's better. Years ago, when I was growing up, I spent, or my father used to say, misspent part of my youth up in the great state of Oregon. And I was going to high school, South Salem High, and up the road on the old highway on the way to Portland was a nightclub called The Chase. And I used to go up and hang out with these guys, and they would always get me in, make sure I had a table on the spot, which was awful nice of them, and a girl. And thanks to you guys, I've got ex-wives now. Where it all started. I used to hang out up there. If you got your girl into The Chase, you could rent your own ticket. I mean, it was that kind of a spot. And these guys were the house band and a whole lot of fun. We've known each other an awful long time. They did a song that an old friend of mine who wrote the original, and God bless him, he left us a couple of months ago, a fellow by the name of Richard Perry, wrote a song years ago called Louie Louie. These guys really put it on the map. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the Kingsmen!
I'm Thank you. Thank you. job I got to do. Crazy mama, don't put me down. Been doing that hand job all the time. Hand job. Doing that crazy hand job. Doing the hand job with Sister Blue. Grab my great baby sister died. So do that hand job one more time. Got a dog and a boy and an Indian chief. They all bring that crazy beat. Way up when they get them on a tree.
Set the needle from the arm.
Wait a minute.
On the record player on it, you used to hear
spinach.
And after about the third song, all you needed was one verse. Because we were all so wasted, we didn't need any other lyrics. You guys that used to go to fraternity parties, you know what I mean, huh?
Did you say paternity party?
Well, just about. Anyway, this is the third song off of our first album. The album was called Louie Louie. I have every lyric you need to know printed right on my chest.
Ha! Karen!
She went to sleep? How could she go to sleep? We were just banging that to death. I thought they had party animals here. She must be from some other land. Anyway, this song
and beans.
Somebody requested that he do all the vegetables tonight. Anyway, this song was the third cut on this album that cost us $750 to make. It sold 20 million records, and we want to thank all of you. And I'm telling you, if you wanted to record an album like that today, it cost at least $100 more. Because we set up in one room and put one microphone up, and the microphones cost a lot more these days. Yeah, they really do.
This is the third song, and please, we only know one verse because that's all we ever got to is one Mr. Musicy. it on. Samuel, take that coat off. Put it back on that hand. Take that coat off. These guys, they wear these leather. They gotta look like the man. We go. Sometimes it's Europe, you know, Soviet Union, Mexico. That's a trial. So don't drink the water. We did that the first trip. But wherever we go, the thing that we are proudest of is that we are from the United States of America. And the one thing that we do every place that we play is we insist that everyone stand and sing our national anthem together. Come on, stand up. July 4th is coming, and I know y'all know this. Come on, stand up. Let's turn it up. You know this song, Samuel? Well, you will.
Thank you.
Now, don't you think that's a national anthem? I tell you what, we love being here. We're from Oregon, and it was raining up there. And I tell you what, several things have happened to us this last year that we are so, so thankful for. One of which is, we completed a multi-year lawsuit, and now we own all of our records once again. And also, we signed the rights to do the Louie Louie story, the movie, to Universal this year. We are going to go out in the foyer. Oh, this is Los Angeles. The foyer. And we'll be signing autographs. We'll sign your shoes or your tickets. There are t-shirts. There are some CDs and the stuff we just played. It's all rock and roll stuff. We have been a rock and roll band now for 34 years. Come up and say hi. If you just have a story to tell us about her in the backseat of the Chevy to Louie Louie, would be just great. We'd like to hear. Are you ready?
Short break, don't go too far. We'll be right back.